Melissa, I got a great surprise for you.
Congratulations, Mom.
Congratulations, Mom. We're proud of you.
Congratulations on your 50th episode. We love you.
Well, happy 50th to On Display. Shout out to my beautiful children. I love them so much. That was so cute of them because they never want to come on the podcast, really. And I'm always begging them. So thank you so much, Antonia, Gino, and Joey. I love you guys so much. And thank you guys all to all of you for 50 episodes of On Display. Oh my God, I honestly can't even believe that this is my 50th episode. I'm about to go into season 2 of On Display. And to be honest with you guys, it just keeps growing and growing. And I am so grateful and so kind of proud because it was very out of my comfort zone. If I'm being totally honest, I was skeptical about it at first. I wasn't sure if this was for me. I wasn't sure if it was something that I wanted to do. And then I wasn't sure, like, what kind of podcast that I wanted to have, you know, like, what do I want to put out in the world that's unfiltered and not on Bravo? That's really just listening to Melissa Gorga. Like, when I can just talk to my fans, like, what do I want to say to them? And it was super, super important that I didn't, to me, that I didn't just have a podcast that was clickbait, right? That I didn't just have a podcast that was attacking other people for the 45 minutes that I'm here talking to you. And the fact that this podcast has become so successful and as successful as it is without doing that, I'm not going to lie. I'm very overwhelmed. I'm very happy. I just found out it was my 50th episode. My amazing producer, shout out to him, Brett. He's amazing, guys. You don't get to see him or hear from him, but I could not do this show without him. He's amazing. So we have to thank him too, because you don't get to see him all the time. And I really just want to say to all my listeners that you blow me away. You really do. I'm reading all your DMs. I'm seeing you guys on the streets. It used to be that everyone used to run up to me and talk about, I shop at Envy. I love Envy. You know, I obviously, we love the Real Housewives of New Jersey, but almost everyone now comes up to me and says, like, we love the podcast. And then they tell me what their favorite episodes were and what I said on some of the episodes. And, you know, I just threw a little event at Envy the other day to support Ridgewood High School, which I'm so happy to do. I am all about, you know, supporting small businesses and promoting small businesses. And I love that this town really does help support my small business. So I'm very grateful for that. But I have to say, like, so many of the people that came into my store the other day were reciting things from my podcast, which I loved. And one thing I couldn't believe was how many people were loving the Jillian Michaels podcast, because everyone was so affected. And if you guys haven't listened to it yet, you should definitely listen to it, because people were so affected by the creamer. So she was literally giving me so many nutritional facts on what's good for you, what you shouldn't put in your body. And the coffee creamer stuck with me to the point that I can barely drink my coffee in the morning the same way anymore. I, like, look at myself sideways every time I go to pour this coffee creamer into my cup, knowing that she doesn't approve. And it's funny because so many fans will come up to me now and be like, oh, we have changed our creamer since we've listened to your podcast. So I love that. And I want to say that, like, that's what I'm happy about. I am happy that I have this platform and it's unfiltered, that I'm able to be real with you. I'm able to bring my husband on and talk to him real and unfiltered and have just, like, conversations with you guys and also with housewives about, like, life. And I truly don't use this platform to hurt anyone, to attack anyone. The most I've done is clarify some situations, tell my point of view. And so, you know, I'm proud of it. I just want to say that. Going off of that, I will tell you this, my best episode, okay, because there's numbers involved here, guys. So, you know, there's always the back end of all TV shows and all production and all, you know, anything. So, the best podcast, the highest numbers and the most listeners that I've ever had on the podcast was the one and only one of the episodes that I've done with Joe Gorga.
Yeah, I'm laughing because
I just sat here for five minutes. Oh, Brett, I love you. My producer, Julian Michaels.
You know, Jillian Michaels.
Tell me about the creamer. I could tell you about the creamer. I told you about the creamer years ago. I said, no, don't. You know.
Well, I'm getting to your introduction. You should feel, hold on.
What?
This guy, he can't sit down. He cannot just sit. He's like on the edge of his seat. Like, what about me? What do you say, my thing? Hold on. Can you let me do my thing?
Do your thing.
So, Jesus Christmas, Mary and Joseph. So he... Honestly, number one episode is one of the, you know, we have many episodes, was one of my episodes with you, almost 150,000 listens. 150,000 listens.
Yeah, baby.
You know, they're all awesome and they're all very high, but that is my highest. And I will say I am grateful for all of you. That's a lot of listeners, okay? I have to say, like, I am not a professional podcaster, right? So I'm grateful. I didn't come here thinking I'm the queen of podcasts.
Stop right there. No, no.
No, hold on.
You are a professional podcaster.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Stop talking down on me. Are you crazy?
But, like, I'm
honey, this is the... I am shocked that today's 50 episodes. I'm proud of you. You're amazing. I'm going to tell you every day now. Really. You shock me.
You shock me
every day, and I'm very impressed. And no matter what you do, you succeed. And
oh
I love that.
God,
so keep doing it. So stop saying I'm not a podcast. Oh, yes, you are, honey.
I am.
Where am I right now? I got invited to this. I guess I'm on your podcast.
Yes.
It's called On Display. I'm looking at the sign right now. So you are, baby. All right. So
well,
let's.
Thank you. Actually, that was very nice of you.
Well, you know, we like build each other up.
I feel like you haven't given me a compliment like that in a while.
Yeah, you're
right.
Why
don't you also, while you're on a roll, you came to Envy the other night. I mean, how, you know, because I remember you gave me a little hard time back in the day about opening my small business.
No.
And you told me you didn't need my crumbs. And, you know, my business makes very good numbers. And I just would love for you to say you were wrong to the people who have all watched that episode as well and know you very well. It would be very nice of you to say you were wrong about me.
Well, listen, I'm a man. Will be a man, right? A man will always admit.
No.
No, a man. I'm trying to say, a man will always admit when he's wrong. And
a good man.
Yeah. And
not
I
right.
would say, I was wrong.
Oh.
I was wrong. But what I was doing was trying to motivate you to do well. I wasn't doing anything to say nothing bad. I like to motivate
Honey,
people.
Eat, I don't need so, your crumbs. It's not very motivating.
Yes, it was. It was like saying, listen. So now I want you to say, when you're at Envy, I want you to think in your head, this guy called it. Does,
yeah, I'm
this
that
is
way.
Crumbs.
You
I'm gonna make.
No.
I'm gonna bake the cake now.
Right.
That's what I love.
And I'm definitely baking a couple cakes, nice ones, lemon meringue pies, pumpkin cheesecakes.
Yeah.
I make chocolate mousse.
There
I make
go.
All
make it
kinds
all.
Of cake.
Good. And I'll be there eating.
Shit,
them.
I'm making sprinkle cookie cakes as well at this point.
And
so.
I'll be there eating them all. And one thing I am, like I just said, I'm very proud of you. I'm at your 50th episode on your podcast.
I choose you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, my love.
Well, thank you for helping me get the highest rated episode that I've ever had, which 150, just about 150,000 people. That's a lot of people listening in.
Well, what that tells you is, listen, we're just as real as can be. What you see is what you get, right? And that's what we're going to talk about.
I mean, that's the most important part of this, and that was what is super important to me with this is, you know, because you could use these podcasts for many different reasons. And I feel proud at night when I go to sleep of that. Like, I came here, I spoke to people that I think I can pull knowledge from and pull facts about certain things and share them with my listeners. And I'm not going to just sit here and gossip the whole entire day about Housewives and about Bravo TV. And I know that a lot of people would love to hear me sit here and gossip about every single show on Bravo. I get it. Especially my own cast and family members. I know that that's the easy way out, guys. And I also know that there's a dead end there, if I'm being honest. So I've chosen not to take the dead end road. I've created myself a little bit more hard work. I work a little harder to keep it interesting and to keep topics that we can discuss that aren't just about a TV show, that they're about real life, that you can actually leave my podcast and say, you know what, when I was listening to Melissa Gorga, this is what they said, or this was what she does, or this is the opinion of her guest. And to me, that has a higher like relevancy and like it's more what I wanted this to
definitely
be.
That's what I want to listen
and,
to.
I haven't caved, and I'm not gonna cave. I hope I don't cave. You know, never say never. Never speak definitively. They say never speak definitively. It, when you're, you know, PR will tell you that. Let me just like give you a little behind the scenes. They always say never say anything that's definitive. Never say I will never because you might. So that's I'm right. never gonna say never. But you know, I'm telling you that my goal is to keep it. You know. With exactly kind of what I'm doing, to be honest.
And I love it because I, you know, I listen to your podcast and I get educated. I really do. And it's not just like nonsense. And as a, and again, I'm a man and I'm a businessman. I go to work all day and I put it on and I'm like, whoa, I just learned something. And that's what I'm proud of you about. It's not just bullshit.
You know, I can definitely take the easy way out, right, and discuss housewives all day and almost like do clickbait where I'm attacking and I'm talking about shows and I'm putting people down. I mean, that's literally the easy way out, right? But I'm choosing definitely. Not to do that. I want to do it where people are learning something from me. They're hearing me truly unfiltered talk about real things that happen in real life.
Love it.
You're saying learning something, and I mean, you're right. I had Jillian Michaels on here talking about fitness and nutrition, telling us what to eat, right? Then I had Brian, the points guy, right, giving us all credit card tips.
Yep, yep.
I had Elaine Goldsmith-Thomas, who is an amazing friend of mine, really talking to us about strong females in Hollywood, which was such a great conversation. And I mean, listen, obviously I can go on down a different road, but I truly don't want to. So with that said, I'm truly happy with the way the show has gone. And, you know, I appreciate that the fans appreciate it. Or should I say the listeners?
Yeah, we're going to start talking about real estate, too. We're going to teach them real estate.
I mean, we should have an episode that's completely on real estate. I bet you everyone would love to hear just like even how we got started, right? Yeah. And how we started to make money and how we were truly a young couple. That did that. So we're definitely going to promise you guys a real estate episode. Maybe the next time Joe and I jump on here together,
definitely
we'll talk about real estate, and that's where you can give us all your expertise.
There you go.
What's up, everybody? I need all the extra energy that I can get this holiday season. That's why I drink Spark. It's Avacare's best-selling energy drink mix, and it's definitely my go-to for extra energy and focus this time of year. Spark has just the right amount of caffeine I need for these busy days, and it's not like too much caffeine. It gives you just the perfect amount of energy. It's not where you can't sleep at night. So I'm hosting this year, and the holiday prep is just so much easier with the help of Spark. You guys know I'm always running around with the podcast, with Envy, with the kids. It like never ends. And if you're like me, we're looking for all the good, healthy, extra energy we can get. So make sure you grab a box of Spark for someone on your gift list or just treat yourself this holiday season to 15% off your first order when you go to avacare.com/Melissa. That's avocare.com/Melissa. Yes, you can get 15% off your first order when you shop at avacare.com/Melissa today. Can we just like talk about the holidays for 1 second?
There's
something about December.
Love it.
Joe, but like, yes, I love it. It puts you in the mood, but I'm even going to say something else. Like, I don't want to leave the house. Is that weird?
No, it's so comfortable. You're home. It's warm inside.
Is it like the Christmas tree? Like, yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, I literally just don't feel like making many plans. Like, I obviously have a lot of like work obligations, and me and you make so many plans, like dinners and Christmas shows and this and that. But like, I light my fireplace, I'm putting up my Christmas trees. I don't know, there's something so cozy about December. I almost just want to like turn the world off right now. And literally, like, even when you come home, I'm sitting at my desk, like I barely even run around during the day if I don't have to. I just want to be home. I don't know if it's because the house is new, too. It might have something to do with it.
Tis the season, honey. Tis the season.
Like, I love December so much. It's actually, like, weird.
It's family. It's romantic. It's nice. It's calm. It's It's lovable. Everybody's in happy mode. Really, it really is.
Like, we sat with our kids on the couch the other night and watched a Christmas movie.
Yep.
And it was cute. It was actually, we watched the Lindsay Lohan's new Christmas movie, which, guys, it was actually really cute. It was cute.
It was cute.
We haven't seen, you know, Lindsay, you know, this is like the first movie she's done, I feel like, in a while. She's been in hibernation for a little bit. But let me just tell you, it was super cute to watch, like, with the kids. Antonia loved
it. She did really well.
Yeah.
She
I mean, Joe, she's a child. I mean, she's been going for years. She is like a child star, by the way. Like, huge child star. She is huge. And it was cute.
It was.
But my point, getting back to my point, the fact that our kids are sitting with us, the Christmas tree's on, like, I don't know what it is. We definitely eat more like cookies and junk. I see a lot more of, like, I have like these little mint peppermint things all over the house and I just keep popping them in my mouth. But I don't know. I'm like a December. I feel like I should be one of the queens of Christmas. I mean, I don't want to take Mariah's crown. I could never, which, by the way, I'm going to see Mariah this week and I am so excited. I do like my cousin's trip which Joe gets so like bah humbug about because he's like, he doesn't have. Because you don't have a big, fun group of cousins to go, like, see Mariah with. And you don't even want to see Mariah.
Guys, it's bullshit. That's about inviting your husbands. I mean, it's terrible. If I had a bunch of cousins and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have a good time. You sit home.
No, that's not what we're...
I think it's rude. That's one thing you guys do. It's holiday season time. You got to do it together.
Okay,
it's
but
fun.
What about how we're going tomorrow?
Oh, well.
I mean, we're going to see Michael Jackson. Woo! With all of our kids. We're spending a full day in the city. I planned a whole Christmas day for us tomorrow, just FYI. Uh-huh. So, like, why?
If I had cousins and I said, listen, I'm going to go spend
a whole day
in the city without you. She'll be like, rah, what are you doing?
How dare you?
She controls me. She does.
I just want to let you know that you're going to get so much backlash on this.
But you do. You control me. But you know.
Because people are going to be like, Joe, let Melissa go to see holiday shows and make memories with her sisters and her cousins.
You have been going for the past 10 years. Nobody said you can't go.
Okay.
But if I was going.
Don't bah humbug.
If I say I'm going out with my boys, it's, you know, for the holiday season and I'm going to the city.
Wait, hold on. Where are you going?
Absolutely not. What kind of man are you? What kind of father are you?
No. You and your boys do this holiday dinner every single holiday.
Lunch.
The lunch starts at 12 and you get home like 9 p.m.
Get out of here, 9 p.m. All right.
We'll stumble in the door.
Never. Joe Gorgon never stumbles.
Honey, you do your holiday things with the guys too.
All right.
How much do you guys want to bet
when I go
for my cousin's weekend, right?
And weekend.
It's a weekend. And you know what? I always come home a little early, by the way, because my husband's a little grouchy. You're like a buzzkill.
Yeah, okay.
It's two nights. I usually stay just the one night and I'll hang out the next day and then I go home and sleep in my own bed on the second night. But everyone else stays for the full two nights and they look at me sideways like, where are you going and why aren't you making our memories together? But I do leave the second night because I don't want you to have convulsions and like.
I don't have convulsions. I think it's I just think I wouldn't go for two nights. That's just me.
Okay, so if you had amazing.
I have a wife and I have children, so I put my wife with my two nights. If I'm going to go enjoy my two nights, I'm bringing my wife.
I'm such a good guy.
I love me.
You are so dramatic.
I do.
Trust
I love
me.
Him.
Everyone is so going to DM me and say, he's crazy. Enjoy your cousin's weekend.
Good. You do.
By the way, let me ask you this. If you had amazing cousins like I do, which we just do girls and gays, by the way, it's girls and gays. But if you had amazing cousins like I did and you were going to have like the boys holiday weekend with your brothers, if you had brothers,
okay,
and your cousins, what would that entail? Like, what would you do?
I couldn't do anything because my wife keeps me on a leash and she'll be mad and she'll bitch at me. So I can't even answer that. I'd be like,
oh my God, you go on these comedy tours and you sleep in hotel rooms without me. Like, you did it at least twice a month and I don't even say boo.
Right,
you.
Work.
And
then work.
Oh, work. Okay. And then when you get done, you go eat dinner and you get done at 10 at night and you start dinner at 10 p.m. All your dinners start at 10:30 and I'm just home. Okay, call me when you get back to the hotel room.
Oh, talking about comedy, you guys want to buy a gift? this is a perfect stocking stuffer.
Yes, we have to tell them.
You know, you buy my comedy, my stand-up comedy special. It's only $20.
It's $20. Wait, guys, so let me tell you this. We recorded one of his specials, one of his comedy shows. So you are able to actually stream it live from home. We also, if you can go to therealjoegorga.com, you're able to print out a little gift certificate. So you're able to like buy it as a gift. It's $20 for an hour of laughs and fun.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys? It is a cute little thing. If you're home this holiday season, definitely go to therealjoegorga.com. You can literally watch one of his comedy shows live from your living room. It's a great stocking stuffer gift if you're looking for a little extra like fun gift to someone. You know, listen.
It's in Hanukkah. There's eight gifts in Hanukkah. Give one of those. Kwanzaa,
gifts.
Merry Christmas to your mother, your mother-in-law, your father, your sisters, everything. It's a great gift.
Yes. And the funniest part is when I got home yesterday, I come home from the gym.
Here we go.
Joe is sitting in my lip, which he's never, ever, ever home during the day. I'm like, what are you doing here? There's a whole like cameraman set up. He has the funniest looking elf hat on his head. He is sitting fully dressed on a chair in front of the fireplace with my Christmas tree behind him and a vodka on the rocks in his hand. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? He's like, I'm recording like little teasers so that I could put them on Instagram and tell people that they can buy my my holidays for their holiday gifts. They can buy my comedy special. And I just looked at him like, what the heck is he had an elf? Wait till you guys see these. He had a fake elf on his head or something.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, and you really the funniest part was like, the guy was giving him like things to say and the lines. This is some behind the scenes.
I changed my lines.
And he like stutters on them and then he has to like re-give it to him again. And I'm in the background screaming like, oh, Joe, will you just say it? Like, it's so.
Yeah, because I'm not good when people tell me what to say.
No, you're not. You're not good like that.
I'm not good with reciting
lines. You need to just go off the cuff.
Yeah, I go off the cuff and I just run with it. You know, I just listen to Leonardo DiCaprio when he did
DiCaprio?
Yeah, when he did Titanic.
What about
right? I just heard the producer was on I heard him on this interview, and he said he was about to fire Leonardo because he wouldn't, when he came there to do the interview, he says, I got to read the script. And he goes, yeah. He goes, no, I don't do that.
Like he likes to just do it off the cuff.
He likes to do it off the cuff. And he goes, well, if you don't read the script, you're not in this show. You're not in this movie. It's an amazing movie. So the guy said, okay, so he went in, he came in, and then he did it.
What he wanted to do?
He did what he wanted to do, and they were so amazed.
Really?
They were so amazed, and he got the part.
See, like, that would be me.
Yep.
I would because just do what I want to do.
Leonardo, he goes, I don't read scripts. I do. He reads a little bit. He knows
of it. I believe
that. And then he just comes off the cuff.
I believe that. Like, give me the gist of, like, what's going on here, and he probably just rolls with it.
That's like me. I'm like a Leonardo.
Oh my God, Joe Gorga. Well, you guys could be the judge of that. So make sure you
like
guys
Leonardo
definitely.
DiCaprio. Joe Gorga DiCaprio Gorga.
Yeah. Oh my God. Guys, it's time to ditch the chemicals with Caraway Homes non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections so you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. Caraway Homes kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating so your food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce chemical junk will get into your healthy ingredients. All sets come equipped with easy access storage solutions so that there is no stacking required. Gone are the days misplacing your lids. This only happens once a year, guys. Caraway Homes Cyber Season event is almost here. Save up to 20% on all Caraway Home products, including their internet-famous non-toxic cookware set. Listen, guys, trust me, it's the holidays, and if you're anything like me, you're going to be cooking a lot. And when you're cooking, why not have peace of mind that nothing except for your actual ingredients is getting into your food? Ever since moving to the new house, I've been obsessed with grabbing more caraway items. Along with the saucepan I bought a few months ago, now I just bought the saute pan, which I absolutely love because these pans, guys, they are just so pretty. Over 30,000 people have raved about their Caraway Home Kitchen. And like me, it's now time to try it yourself. Visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware. This deal is not going to last long, so visit carawayhome.com to shop all their incredible products and to save up to 20% this holiday season. Caraway, good looking, clean cooking. You know, that's funny. Talking about the real Joe Gorga, we actually went out to dinner last night with a couple of friends, right? And you know what we did say about you? It's funny because the one thing about Joe, and I know there's always like guys, obviously we're on this reality show, right? So there's like so much press to read about all of us. And Joe, you get the shit end of the stick a lot of the times. Like you get, you do, because it's like you're on, poor Joe, you're on like this woman show, right? Holy shit. And like the women do die for you too. Like when we're out in the streets, I've never, like people know that he has a heart of gold. They just, they know it. They could see it in your eyes. They do. But you, but the haters on like Twitter and Instagram are like next level, tried to bury you to the point that it's like weird. Like they say things about you that are so outlandish that I'm like, what am I reading right now? And I'm like, where did they get like the, like where did this come from?
I don't know. I don't know where he just killed a raccoon. No, I didn't. Yes, they're like, nuts.
Joe, some of it's so crazy that it's actually weird. It's almost like there's like an army. Like I don't know. It's a little kooky. But you know, the one thing I'm going to say about you, which was what my friends and I just discussed last night, right in front of your face, is that, you know, the one thing about Joe is love him or hate him, right? Agree or disagree with what he says. What you see is what you get. You That's are it. Real. That is the one you are. There is no fakeness to you. There really isn't. You're never trying to like win someone over, unfortunately, because sometimes I wish you were, but you're not. And you will say what you want, do what you want, and truly say like what you mean. So that is the one thing that I will say about you, because we're talking about the real Joe Gorga in comedy and the real JoeGorga.com. It did remind me that like that is the one thing about you. Like people don't need to wonder about you. They know what they're going to get with you. And you do. You wear your heart on your sleeve. And I feel like the jury is out for a lot of other men that surround us, right? And like even our castmates and people, but like the one thing about you is like you've been around a really long time, right? People truly know who you are.
Over a decade, more than a decade.
They truly know. They might not always agree with you, right? But we truly know you. And that's the one thing I have to give you. I don't always agree with you not taking the higher road, because sometimes I do want you to, but I do realize that sometimes when people take the higher road, it's purposely and it's not authentic, right? It's like they're purposely, and you won't do that. But it's like one of those things where you're like, no, like I have to say what's real here. And I have to say it's refreshing.
Yeah,
it
because
is.
I don't like people lying. I don't like fake people. I call you out. Because I'm an average guy. I'm a blue collar guy. You know, I'm never going to change. I'm going to stay humble as hell.
We know this. You know that Joe goes to the gym still sometimes with work boots on, and it drives me insane because I'm like, that is not proper. But anyway, I had to.
But you say that, but then the young guys in there, the 18-year-olds, the 16-year-olds, the 20-year-olds, they come up to me and I motivate them, and they're like, wow. How old? You're 48 years old and you're in here and you keep working and you worked all day, and they look up to me and I like that. You know?
Believe that. And I believe that.
I try to motivate everybody in life, and I like to help. Instead of hurting somebody, I want to help everybody.
Right.
You know, and that's it. And that's what I live for that. I really do. And I just want to be happy, and I just want to be happy with everybody. And when people talk all this stuff and they say all this negative stuff about me, I laugh. And you got to have very thick skin in this business.
Oh, yeah. People say that to you and I, honestly, all the time. People come up to us constantly, and they're always just like, wow, guys. Like, wow. First of all, we do a lot, right? We have a lot on our plates, and we take on a lot. It's not anybody else's fault. We choose this life, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the kids, and there's like – and you and I, right, so many people come up to us and say, like, how do you guys do it and not lose your senses? Like, not lose who you are and, yeah. like, not just – Like, how do I don't, Joe, sometimes I don't know how. And maybe that's why we are meant to be, because we are both on the same speed, right? We're both on the same train. The train goes pretty fast and we can handle a lot. It's a heavy weighted train.
I needed like, somebody like you, because I'm crazy.
Yeah, I
run faster than a train. I like
sometimes
to,
I
like
want to look at you and just say, sit down. I do. But then I have to look at myself and say the same, you know? No. So it's like, and you know, it's crazy. This conversation at dinner I had the other night, we also started to discuss like how certain people are held at different standards. And I'm not going to like point exact names here, but there's very specific people that both of us like surround ourselves with, or even sometimes we're forced to be around. And definitely there's family members and cast members and, you know, that are just held to a different standard than I am.
Right.
Which I don't think it's fair, because it's like Melissa should know better. And to be honest, I am sick of like the double standard. And this was like a huge conversation at dinner last night. I feel like some of the other women that I'm around, right, and some family members, and, you know, it's like if they do it, it's okay sometimes, because it's like they get a pass. That's what I don't like. Like, why do we give certain people a pass? Because that's not fair, right? It's like when someone constantly gets a pass, I need to understand why. Where I used to be just as guilty as not, you know, I used to be as guilty for giving the passes, right? And there's something's happened to me lately where I'm like, no, I'm done like turning my head to the left and making me pretend I didn't see it. Like, no, I actually saw it. And if I did what you did, you would nail me to the cross. And that there's just something that I'm just over giving certain people passes, right? Like, I don't want to do it.
Because the good people and really good, sane people, we go through a lot and we don't talk. We really don't, because we look the other way. But there's a point that when you do talk, then everybody listens, or they start going, oh my God, he said something, because we never do it.
Right.
So when we do, it's a big deal.
You know, we could be on this podcast every day rebuttaling, right? We could be here every day saying, oh, guess what, guys? We read this, this, and this, and here's this, this, and this for an answer. And this one and this one and this one talked about us on our podcast for 30 minutes, which I will say, like, it's so funny when people talk to me about, like, storylines and needing to talk about, like, my in-laws and like, your sister and all of these things. And it's like, I really haven't said a word since the finale, other than like when we have no choice at BravoCon. It's like, it's just not like I need to turn it off. Yeah. Right. And then I'm listening and reading these like quotes and things that are coming in, and I'm like, is like literally speaking about me, like my cast members on multiple podcasts, on their own podcasts, you know, even for like, for instance, like Teresa speaking about me on her own podcast, you for over 30 minutes. And I'm just like, why am I held? If I did that, she or anyone that listens to us would never let us live it down. And I just think it's unfair, right? That it's like, it's just not fair that the expectations for each of us is different. And that I'm sometimes held to a higher standard. Sorry. It's just, I am.
Wouldn't you rather be that way?
Yes, but okay. Like, you
so
know,
stay that way. That's it. I don't care. I was like that my whole life. I've said that to you when I first met you. I've succeeded every day, no matter what I did. If it was I was going to be a shoveler for a company, I shoveled the best. And I worked so hard at it. And I liked that position.
Right.
And the other guys would say, stop shoveling. The boss is not here. And I'm like, no. We're working for him. He's paying us. Let's make him money. So I'm always going to be the better person. And you continue to be the better person. And let people bark. Who cares? Because their bark is not that loud.
I'll be honest with you.
You know what I mean, babe?
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. Like, now with haters or anything, we've been on this show for so long. Do you feel the same? Like, it's just become like noise to me now. It's like noise in the background. Like, I don't even read it. I don't see it. I don't even hear it. And the truth is, like, I don't even care.
That's
which
it.
Is like, want to sing hallelujah. Like, I literally am like, just keep talking. Like, it must be so exhausting. Like, There's certain like hater accounts that will literally wake up in the morning. I swear to you, they will start like talking shit from 9 a.m. till midnight. And I'm just like, wow, like they should really come to one of my appearances and like meet me, because they really should, because it's like, how like,
who
you
has the time? They,
I don't,
unless
I don't
they're
know.
Getting paid to do it.
Well, listen, it happens, Joe. Wait, it's proven.
If you
on
got
other
all that
shows.
Time, right, if you got all that time to sit there and write all that, and you start in the morning, I mean, it's either you're getting paid for it or you're wasting your time.
Well, no, my thing is like, if you're not getting paid for it, oh like, my God, doing? I feel hard. Like, think about the negativity that that person has to like search for every day, right? And like come up with like that. I almost feel bad for that person. Like, I'm just like, wow. Like, could you imagine your whole day revolving around hate and like what you can do to like put out on the internet and like social media to harm someone else? It's actually very sad.
It's very sad.
And it's like, I feel bad for those people, but you know what? I've learned to like, I wish them well. I hope they find like faith or whatever it is that can bring them to the light, because there's just too much negativity out there. And, you know, I think people do need to remember at the end of the day, guys, and we're just going to wrap with it with this, that, you know, you do need to remember at the end of the day that reality TV people are real humans. You know, we are on a show to entertain you. We do understand that we like subject ourselves to that and we sign up for it. No one is going to deny that. No one can blame that on anything. We have chosen this life, right?
Oh, yeah.
But for the people watching, there has to be a certain amount of humanity that you keep into it. And you do need to realize that, yes, this is our life out there, but it's also, you know, we're also humans. We also have children, and it's, you know, just do the right thing. Give us your opinions on what we said, or, you know, how our argument went as a couple, or what happened between the girls. That's all fair game, right? But it's when you put lies and hate to a point of unnecessary, when it's completely unnecessary, is where I don't get it.
I don't get it.
You know?
Either,
and so it's important to touch on that, because it's the holidays. And I feel like this is when you're supposed to spread love the most. And if anyone hearing this, I'm not just pertaining this to be about hate to Joe and I, by the way. This is not just about like
everybody.
Oh, it's if you're putting hate to anyone out there, right? If you have ever written anything and you went to sleep that night and put your head on your pillow and said, I can't believe I just wrote that comment on social media to whoever, Jesse James Decker, whoever, just anybody, right? It's like, you know, sometimes you need to like,
she just got some hate, right? She just posted a picture, a video with her children.
Well,
and
no,
she
had
put
like
some abs on them and they went nuts on her.
I don't think she did that. I think those are her children's bodies.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know the story.
She didn't
put
abs. No, those are her children's bodies.
All three of them got abs like that or something?
Yeah, there's two kids. Yes.
Oh, so,
honey, if we, not for nothing, if we took a picture of Gino right now.
No, I know.
Would we paint abs on him, or would he just look like that?
No, I really don't know the story. I just saw it here and there. So her and her husband
fought
back. Well,
maybe she was being accused of doing
something like that. And then they're fighting back and they're like, oh, yeah, something like that. So,
okay,
so it's like,
yeah,
what I'm trying to say is everybody's talk. They nitpick everything.
They do.
Why?
And listen, it is part of like, but look, she's not on a reality show, right? And it's happening to her. So that's why I'm saying, if, you know, it's just a good time in life. I just want to end with like, back to the note of standards, you know, I just do think that if you plan to hold others up to higher standards, don't forget to set that example yourself.
Sure. Yes.
That's
a good one,
baby. This.
Yeah, end that like that.
Okay, right there, I'm going to drop this mic on the 50th episode of On Display with Melissa Gorga. Be good people, be good humans. We love you guys so much. Do not forget to download Joe's comedy show.
It's hysterical.
TheRealJoeGorga.com, guys. It makes a great little Christmas gift. People will laugh at it.
Hanukkah gift.
Yeah, it's only $20. It's a great holiday gift. It's a great stocking stuffer. Listen, you'll get a little laugh at it. Is he Sebastian? No.
Oh, look at that. Cut that shit out.
No, but that's what you got is be real. Like, he's great. He's funny. What? If you are a Housewives
fan. Here's my model. Here's my model. If you're going to download my video, make sure you have insurance, health insurance, because when you laugh so hard and you crack a rib, the Gorgas are not responsible. We're not paying your bill. So go to therealjoegorga.com to stream it live, baby.
There you go. And it's to all my listeners out there, when you watch this special, keep an eye out, because the podcast itself on display makes a very special appearance in it. So make sure you guys pay attention, because On Display is definitely going to be in the special. Okay, my listeners, I love you so much. Happy 50th episode. We are going to go drink a little champagne and celebrate. We love you guys so much. Mwah.
Ciao.
Bye.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.